Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Go on over. I'm going to do it right now to our friend Ron Cook's Twitter account, at RonCookPG. And scroll down there. You don't have to scroll down far because it's his last post yesterday afternoon. Right behind my house at 7:30, I think I have to move. It's a video of a bear wandering around in what appears to be Ron's backyard.
Questions. It's a 32-second video. Okay, and he says, right behind my house at 7:30, I think I have to move, like you said. Now, if you go to, and it's a black bear, and it's walking along the edge of a wood line, which you know, they don't, and here's the thing. I've said this before. Bear stories on local news are some of the most overblown stories ever. They don't, because when's the last one you've seen there's been a bear attack in western Pennsylvania? They're just, you leave them alone, they're going to leave you alone. That's the long story short. It's all sensationalism. Now, this isn't a local news story. This is Ron Cook's Twitter. Again, you leave that bear alone, that bear's going to leave you alone. He just came out, or she came out, just looking for something to eat. It's not going to find anything. It's going to go back in the woods. End of story. So that's that. But if you go and you, here's the story. If you play this clip on Ron's Twitter, first of all, I believe Ron has five photos, if you click his media tab, that he's ever uploaded. Selfies. I think there's one with Doc Emmerich. I think there's one with his daughter. Maybe a couple. One with Bouchette, perhaps. I don't know. There's like five photos.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Okay? This is the first video.
Terry Francona in there, too.
Yes, of a photo, though, not a video.
Yes, right.
If you fast forward to the 32-second mark, or excuse me, the 17-second mark of the 32-second video, on this porch that this is being taken from, there's a bouquet of flowers and a small dog bed. Red flag immediately.
Ron
for me.
Does not have a dog, does he?
He does not. He has mice in his place that went in the toilet, but he does not have a dog. So something fishy is happening, and there's a bouquet of flowers. Either this Ron just outed himself for having a girlfriend. That's one.
Ooh.
That is a very real possibility. Or because if this is Ron's deck, why is there a dog bed and a bouquet of flowers?
Right.
If this isn't Ron's deck, who helped him upload this video to Twitter? Because there's no way he did it. My thought is this might be someone else's video, and it's too clean for Ron to have put on. There's no way Ron took this and uploaded it to Twitter.
Okay.
You ever seen this guy work with technology?
Right,
he's worse
no.
than me.
Yeah, I mean,
microphones never.
You're right, and then it turns off.
Right.
Yes.
So here's my.
But there's a dog bed and a bouquet of flowers. If it's his deck,
here's my theory. Okay, my theory is he's friendly with his neighbors to a certain extent. You know, to some neighbors, and get along with Ron. And somebody took a video from their back patio.
Okay.
Of the bear traipsing behind their homes.
A neighbor
it's like
of
a,
Ron.
A row of townhouses.
Correct,
right?
correct.
So a neighbor of Ron took the video and texted it to Ron and said, oh my God, there's a bear behind the place. You got to see this.
No chance technologically he could get that disseminated to
the masses.
You
don't think he could take it from a text chain and tweet it out?
I think he still prints out directions to get places. No, he has that app that he likes. He likes the Waze app, I think he was saying. There's no way he could make that. He could copy and paste, upload it to his camera, whatever, and then pull it through to Twitter. No way. Why is there a dog bed and a bouquet of flowers on Ron's deck?
I don't know. We need answers.
Is he seeing someone?
We need answers.
He always says he gets nowhere with the ladies. This might change. He may have outed himself as Romeo here.
He's downplaying
with this
it. That's
bear's
what he's doing.
Video.
He's downplaying his romantic abilities.
Or here's the other part. Let's say it's not his deck.
Okay.
Okay. And this was sent to him. Is this sent to him by lady friend?
Paramour. Yeah,
right, correct.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Matt, what's your thought on all of this? Because there's a lot going on here.
I did go back and examine it, and it is a dog bed.
And a bouquet of flowers.
It is a bouquet of flowers.
Right.
There's no denying those details.
Does my theory, does it have any credence in your mind? Maybe somebody took this video and texted it to Ron,
yes.
And he just, you know, you hold your thumb down on it, and it gives you the options. Tweet video. Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
He can't do that.
No?
No.
It might have been texted to him by a neighbor, but how it got on Twitter, that is still a mystery.
It would be the first video he's ever disseminated.
Right.
Because he only has still pictures, which are selfies, which he took the picture and then handed his phone to someone and says, make this go on my Twitter. There's no way he could have made this video go on his Twitter. No way. Unless he was visiting neighbors. Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
And they all saw this together.
Yeah.
But there's no audible noise. There's no background noise to this. Nobody's like, look at that bear.
Right. No one's talking. And Ron is not going anywhere yesterday. He's watching the game.
Unless that's Ben in a bear suit. Ben, go out by the woods. I gotta get some shine on social media.
I'm trying to get followers up, Ben.
They call it clout, Ben. No, I don't. I want to know. See, I would ask him how this all came to be, but he might bristle at our advances.
Well, that's why we have to throw it out there now.
Will you ask him, Matt, if you see him, how this all came to be? Because we noticed the dog bed and the flowers. Will you do that? Will you take one for the team for us?
Apparently, he is in the building, according to Jim, who just walked in.
Will Jim go do it? Will Jim go ask him? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Go ask him how this came to be, because there's flowers in a dog bed. We need to know the resolution.
There he goes. There goes Jim. He's walking down the hall right now.
Because he does not have a dog. I cannot see Ron. No.
And the flowers, too. Like, what's that all about?
Man, this is something. This is something I need
to
know.
He's going
to
get rejected, Jim. Is.
Yes.
It's going to be hilarious.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What if that was the answer? Somebody somehow hacked into Ron's Twitter and posted a video.
I never saw a bear. I have no idea what you're talking about. This, that would be another layer. That would be just spectacular.
I was busy complaining about Jari.
I was at the Penguin game trying to figure out my computer the whole day. I don't know. I'm trying to get on the Zoom. Was he on Zoom?
There was a bear?
I don't know.
Wait, the bear played goal yesterday. That explains.
I don't get it. I don't get it. But yeah, illegal. Here's a bear. Well, Jim's got breaking news. Where's that thing? Where's it? Come on. Let's go. So, Jim, do you have answers? Do you have answers? Wait, okay. Hold on. You do. You have answers to all of this.
I do.
Because this has been the burning question all morning about, did you ask him about the dog bed, Jim, by the way?
I didn't even have to bring it up. Because he answered that question for me.
Okay.
Because it is, in fact, a neighbor took the video and sent it to him.
Aha! Uh-huh.
And now, it is a female neighbor who lives apparently on the floor below him. He said, but his office, he has an office in his condo, he said his office basically has that same view.
Got it.
And she sent him the video and said, look what's out behind us right now.
Uh-huh.
Did he do it himself? He was able
to? He did admit that he wouldn't know how to take a video. And said, because I kind of set him up, and I said, you know, I don't know if I know how to put a video up. Which I do.
right.
Anyway, and
savvy
he said, well,
old
I don't
news
know.
Sound here.
He
Go
goes,
ahead.
He goes, I don't know how to. He goes, I know how to put it up on Twitter. I don't know how to take the video. So he was able to just retweet, not retweet, but you know what I'm saying. Download the video.
So he was able to save the video to his phone and then send it out on Twitter.
Wow. But that explains the doggy bed.
Okay. Yeah, I was onto it. I wondered what had happened.
I did too.
There.
I thought there was a little paramour of some sort.
Good work.
I was kind
you.
Of excited about that.
See, we get into the important stories of the day.
Jim and Jeff, they're out there covering all the storylines.
Yes.
They're covering all the storylines.
Jim, put that together for that. You know, they want those capsules, those one-minute capsules for those Pennsylvania Radio News Awards or whatever. See if we can get that from that segment right there.
Right. I don't know how to do that, though, so put that together.
Ron will show you.
Maybe Ron's neighbor can help me.
Remember when you stole his glasses that one time and he got really mad?
I wonder where they went.
Who knows? Maybe the bear has them.
Fan weather brought to you by
Sun Chevrolet. I think you're onto something. He's okay, though, he said.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.